You asked for it, you got it.
You guys ready?
It's time for Mandatory Metallica.
Oh, yeah! Yeah! Oh, yeah, yeah! Yeah! Yeah!
We're somewhat of a heavy band.
Hey, Ma! Hey, Ma, look, it's me!
Thanks a lot for, I want to thank all the stakes for coming around finally and understanding what the hell Metallica is all about.
Metallica rules! Metallica is the heavy! James Hetfield, Lars Ulrich, Kirk Hammett, Robert Trujillo, Jason Newsted, and Cliff Burton. It is my sincere honor to induct you all into the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame.
Welcome to Mandatory Metallica. I'm your host, JJ. Happy April Fool's Day. A day that 41 years ago should live in infamy. It was the day that Kirk Hammett was taking a nice afternoon moment on the toilet when his phone rang, and it was Metallica management asking him to come audition for the band. The guys were already across the country in Jersey, and they'd had enough of Dave Mustaine and his drunken antics, and enlisted Kirk Hammett of Exodus, a band you may have heard of. What would Exodus have become if Kirk had stayed in that band? What would Metallica have become if Dave had stayed in the band? You know, who woulda, coulda, shoulda. Here's what it is all these years later. And, well, I think it worked out pretty well for pretty much everybody involved. So I'm going to start the show with some Exodus. This is not a Kirk Hammett Exodus song. I tried to find some of those, and the quality was just janky. So this is the title track of Exodus's 1985 album, their first major studio album, and without Kirk, who was a founding member of the band. This is the title track, Bonded by Blood. It's Mandatory Metallica on Q100 Michigan.
metal and black.
Let them together as one.
I'm left as they gasp in dismay. Taste the sweet blood
of one another,
share it without any grief. Bang your head
as if up from the dead.
Tense battle is all that you need. Murder in the front, wild crowd begins to bang,
and there's blood upon the stage.
Bang your head against the stage, and metal takes its price, bonded by blood.
We'll be right back.
Q100 Michigan, saving rock and roll one listener at a time. This is Mandatory Metallica with JJ, and that was the Four Horsemen. Before that, you had Creeping Death, and I kicked off the show with Exodus and Bonded by Blood, because it was on this date that Kirk Hammett would decide to audition for Metallica and leave the band he started with his buddies in high school called Exodus. Now, Creeping Death... did Metallica rip off the song from Exodus? In 1983, Exodus was working a song called Die by His Hand, and yes, they did. Kirk had obviously written that song for Exodus, left the band, took it with him, and they put it on Creeping Death. It's just all there is to it. You can't argue that fact. And then I did the Four Horsemen because, well, that was... one of the first songs that Kirk did with the guys. All right, let's take a break. When I come back, we're going to do new Metallica. Matter of fact, the song that just cracked the top 10 of active radio rock play. We'll do Screaming Suicide off the new album 72 Seasons. Stay tuned. It's Mandatory Metallica on the Q. Welcome back to Mandatory Metallica on Q100 Michigan, saving rock and roll one listener at a time. I'm your host, JJ, and big articles, multiple websites reporting that people around James Hetfield are questioning his cigar smoking. Apparently, since his last stint in rehab, James has discovered the love of a fine cigar. There's even a blackened brand Metallica cigar you can buy. I'm not much of a smoker myself, but I do like a good cigar every now and again. I'd try one. Yeah. So James says when he's home, when he's not out on the road, he actually has a group of guys that he gets together with one night a week. I guess they all come over to his garage, which is probably like the most awesome garage ever. And just hang out and kind of, you know, have a guy's night and vent, and I guess it's a rehab thing, but it's kind of like meditation, I guess, and smoke cigars. And the guys, even James, even lets the guys come to his house when he's not there, when he's out on the road. They're like, yeah, here's the code, come on in, guys, enjoy the stash and have fun. So James says his voice sounds better than it has in a long time. He's enjoying what he's doing, and there's hardly a social media photo or video that appears on the etherweb that James is either singing a song or hanging out somewhere smoking a cigar. So I guess they want you to buy the new S84 blackened special premium cigar. I'd have one for Father's Day. It's coming up soon. So here's one that came up in the feed, too, from 2019, pre-COVID. James Hetfield, fresh out of rehab, showed up to a tribute to Eddie Money after he had passed from cancer, and sang one of Eddie's classics, an acoustic version of Baby Hold On. It's Mandatory Metallica on Q100 Michigan.
Baby, hold on to me. Whatever will be. The future is ours to see. When you hold on to me,
baby,
what's these things you've been saying about me behind my back? Is it true you might want a better life? Is it true you think these things are lies? Now think about it, baby. I'm gonna take you to the top. Yeah, baby, hold on to me. To see when you hold on to me,
hey baby,
the things are looking brighter every morning when I wake up. Don't be thinking what ain't got now, baby, just be thinking about what we got. I'm thinking about your love now. I'm gonna give you all I got, yeah. So baby, hold on to me. Whatever will be. The future is ours to see. When you hold on. Rich man or poor man don't mean much at all, no. Mama done told you, girl, that money can't buy you love. So baby, hold on to me.
see when you hold on to me. Yeah, baby, baby, hold on to me. Whatever will be, yeah. The future is us to see. When you hold on to me, oh, oh, hold on, oh, hold on to me tighter. Never gonna leave you now, never gonna leave me now. Never gonna let you go, so hold on to me tighter. Baby, hold on to me. Whatever will be, yeah. The future is ours to see. When you hold on.
Hope to see you soon, Eddie. I love you.
Begin with me, dance of the dead. Tomorrow, black eyes.
Load, it's Poor Twisted Me, Mandatory Metallica on Q100 Michigan, saving rock and roll one listener at a time. I'm your host, JJ, and there's a Metallica tribute group from Kalkaska, my hometown. It happened to pop up on Overheard in Kalkaska, number one, because they're, you know, people disagree. They start their own Overheards in your town pages. So Overheard in Kalkaska, number one. Here's the post. Sup, y'all. My Metallica tribute band is in need of a drummer. Our current drummer is unable to play with us. We're going to be playing in the National Trout Festival Parade and maybe more gigs in the future. We are still discussing where we're going to practice to see if there's anywhere we can set up our equipment. Let me know ASAP. So if you're a drummer and you got some space to rehearse, you need to get to the Overheard in Kalkaska number one page and respond to this. Their set list includes Enter Sandman, The Unforgiven, For Whom the Bell Tolls, Wherever I May Roam, Of Wolf and Man. And yeah, I'm gonna have to respond to this. Find out who this is, because you know I am the voice of the National Trout Festival Parade here in my hometown of Kalkaska, and we also broadcast the parade at the Q100 Facebook page. So if you're interested in this Metallica tribute band, they're going to be in the parade supposedly if they find a drummer. So we're gonna have to find out more about this. Let's take a break. Get some messages from our fine partners when we come back. You know, I might pick a couple off of that list. We'll do a Wolf and Man. Yeah, we'll definitely do that one, and then we'll see what else I have time for.
The
Welcome back to Mandatory Metallica on Q100 Michigan. That was Of Wolf and Man. Little Metallica rumor, Spinal Tap 2 is in the works, and rumor has it that two drummers are going to try and fill in the ill-fated world of Spinal Tap with Chad Smith and Lars Ulrich appearing in the film, along with Paul McCartney, Elton John, and Questlove. So no release date. And, of course, the original Spinal Tap drummer, Rick Parnell, passed away in 2022. So I'm sure that's how Lars and Chad are going to fit into the film somehow. So I guess we'll just have to wait. It'll come to Netflix, and I'll watch it. Let's end the show with Low Man's Lyric off Reload. It's Mandatory Metallica on Q100 Michigan.
One, two, three, one.
hiding from the rain. No, we just once right back out again.
Man, 'cause love.